It's been a busy year for business in Huntsville, Alabama. Tommy Battle is the mayor.
We were counting up the other day. We had 159 ribbon cuttings in this community this past year. I don't think any other community in the U.S. has had that.
Many of those ribbon cuttings have ties to biotech and engineering. Huntsville is known for NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, but it's also home to the Army's Redstone Arsenal and the nation's second largest research park.
Military spending is one of the most recession-proof sectors, not only because we're fighting a war, but because we have the constant need to improve our technology.
That's Casey Bork. He's a sociologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. His research shows that states with high levels of defense spending have lower unemployment and higher family incomes. But Bork says the type of military spending makes a difference. Towns that revolve around military bases don't fare quite as well as cities like Huntsville, where the focus is on defense contracting. In Huntsville, this is the sound of money. A beetle, a really big beetle, flaps its wings in response to electrical charges sent through a wire. We're in the office of the technology firm CFD Research Corporation. Samir Singhal shows me his company's latest project, a bio battery that would convert sugars like the beetle's own glucose directly into electrical energy.
And you can use that energy to power cameras or sensors and essentially make unmanned aerial vehicle work and fly into a war zone or a burning building ahead of the human. It can signal back if there's dangerous chemicals in that area.
If it works, the bio battery wouldn't just power an insect Borg. It could also help charge human pacemakers. CFD's Executive Vice President Sammy Hopshi says this mix of military contracts and technology aimed at the general public is key to his company and the city's success. It ensures a steady stream of engineers and scientists.
There is a wealth of talent here in Huntsville. It's easy to recruit talents, and the customer is just next door.
And the riches trickle down. Sociologist Casey Bork says for every one military or defense contracting job, there are 2.5 spin-off jobs.
Okay, so this is the Penchant Legacy Gallery that we have.
Jobs like Jenny Lane's. She works for the Huntsville Museum of Art, which recently opened an $8 million expansion. Lane says it was surprisingly easy to raise the money, even with the difficult economy.
You live here and you're almost kind of cushioned from part of the horror, I guess, that everybody else was seeing. I mean, I don't think we got hit nearly as bad as the rest of the country, and for that I'm incredibly thankful.
And sociologist Casey Bork says that's why politicians lobby so hard for military spending. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.